Today's scripture passage is James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25.
今天我们一起来读雅各书第一章22至25节。
But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。
Because if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like someone looking at his own face in a mirror.
因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
For he looks at himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of person he was.
看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
But the one who looks intently into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres in it, and is not forgetful hearer, but a doer who works, this person will be blessed in what he does.
唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来。就在他所行的事上必然得福。
This is Dr. Oliver Sacks.
这位是奥利弗·萨克斯博士。
He was a physician, author, and professor of neurology and psychiatry.
他是一名医生、作家、神经学和精神病学的教授。
He wrote books about not well-known medical conditions.
他写了一些关于不知名的各种医疗状况的书。
He used to be a frequent guest on the podcast Radiolab.
他也曾经是播客 Radiolab 的常客。
That's how I learned about him.
我就是这样子了解到他的。
Dr. Sacks also had an unusual condition too.
萨克斯博士有一个不寻常的状况。
He had face blindness and couldn't recognize people's faces.
他有脸盲症，不能够识别别人的脸。
He could see faces, but his brain couldn't connect faces with people.
他可以看到脸，但是他的大脑无法将那个脸和那个人联系起来。
Once he looked at old school photographs with a friend.
有一次，他和一个朋友一起看原来学校的老照片。
His friend recognized hundreds of faces, but Dr. Sacks couldn't name one person.
他的朋友认出来了数百张的脸，但是萨克斯医生却叫不出来其中任何一个人的名字。
Dr. Sacks also struggled to recognize his own face.
萨克斯医生自己也难于识别自己的脸。
Dr. Sacks talked about almost bumping into someone and apologizing.
他曾经说，他以为自己撞到了某人，并向他道歉。
He would realize the big bearded man he was apologizing to was himself in the mirror.
最后才发现他对着道歉的那个大胡子男人就是镜子里他的自己。
There have also been times when he looked at a window to adjust his beard in the reflection.
还有几次他看着窗户在倒影中调整自己的胡须。
After a few moments, he realized he wasn't looking at his own reflection.
直到过了好一会儿他才发现那不是他自己的倒影。
There was somebody else on the other side of the window.
窗户另一边是另外一个人。
In today's passage, James compares someone who hears God's word but doesn't act on it with someone who looks at their face in the mirror but forgets what they saw.
在今天的经文中，雅各把听到神的话语却不付诸行动的人比作在镜子里看着自己的脸却忘记了自己看到的东西的人。
In a way, when we forget what we learn from God's word, we have face blindness like Dr. Sacks.
在某种意义上，我们忘记了从神的话语中所学到的东西的时候，我们就会像萨克斯医生一样出现这种脸盲症。
But ours is spiritual, not physical.
但是我们的是属灵的脸盲症，而不是属于身体的脸盲症。
James tells us to be doers of the word.
雅各告诉我们要做一个行道的人。
Don't only hear the word.
不要只是听到。
Put the word of God into action and live according to it.
要把神的话语付诸于行动，按照它来生活。
Many people listen to sermons every week and spend time reading the Bible.
许多人每一周都在听讲道，花时间去读圣经。
They hear and they read a lot of God's word.
他们听到和读到了许多关于神的话语。
Many people think that because they have this exposure, they're doing well.
很多人都认为因为他们有这样子的接触，所以他们已经做得很好了。
But James says that if you only hear but don't do, you're lying to yourself.
但是雅各说，如果你只去听而不去做，你就是在欺骗你自己。
You're not actually okay.
实际上你并没有做得很好。
Next slide. James gives an illustration.
雅各又举了一个例子。
Someone who hears God's word but doesn't act on it is like someone who looks at his own face in the mirror.
一个人听到神的话语却不采取行动，这个人就像一个在镜子里看到自己脸的人。
When he looks away, he immediately forgets what he saw.
当他把目光移开镜子时，他立刻忘记了自己所看到的。
They have a face blindness.
他们有脸盲症。
When we look at a physical mirror, we see our physical appearance.
当我们看着实体的镜子的时候，我们看到的是我们的体貌。
The color of our eyes, the length of our hair.
我们自己的眼睛，我们自己头发的长度。
We see if we have eye bags or we have food stuck in our teeth.
我们看到是不是我们自己有眼袋或者有食物卡在牙齿上。
God's word is like a mirror, but spiritual.
神的话语就像是一面镜子，但却是属灵的。
When we hear God's word, we see who we are spiritually.
当我们听到神的话语时，我们就会看到我们在属灵上到底是谁。
When we see God's holy laws, we see that we are sinful and disobey God.
当我们看到神的圣洁律法时，我们看到我们是有罪的，不服从神。
We see the ways we fail God's holy law.
我们看到其实我们是辜负了神的圣洁律法。
But we also see that we are loved by God because Jesus came to die on the cross for us.
我们也看到我们是被神所爱的，因为耶稣为我们在十字架上受死。
Because of Jesus' death, we can be forgiven if we believe in Him.
因为耶稣的死，所以如果我们相信他，我们可以得到宽恕。
We also see that if we believe in Jesus, we are adopted into God's family.
我们还看到，如果我们相信耶稣，我们就会被收养到上帝的家庭。
We become God's children, and He becomes our Father.
我们就成为了上帝的孩子，他也成为了我们的父亲。
We see that because we aren't capable of following God's law on our own. God gave us the Holy Spirit to empower and change us so that we can grow to be more like Jesus.
我们也看到，由于我们自己没有能力遵守上帝的律法，上帝给了我们圣灵，赋予我们力量，改变我们，使我们能够成长更像耶稣。
When we look at God's word, we see all these truths about ourselves and more.
当我们看到神的话语时，我们看到所有这些关于我们自己的真理，还有更多的真理。
But James is concerned about whether his readers put these things into practice.
但是雅各在这里关注的是他的读者是否将这些道理付诸于实践。
On Sunday morning, we hear a sermon and we learn that we fall short of God's law.
每个星期天早上，我们听到了讲道，我们知道我们在上帝的律法前是有缺陷的。
We're all sinners and should be humbled, but soon afterwards we forget.
我们都是罪人，应该谦卑，但不久之后我们就忘记了。
We see people at school that are bullies or cheats, and we judge them.
我们在学校里看到那些欺负人或者作弊的人，我们就会去批判他们。
We see coworkers that are rude or bosses that are incompetent, and we condemn them in our hearts.
我们看到有些同事无理，或者是老板无能，我们就在心里去谴责他们。
We see people in our lives and judge them by our own standards because we forget that we also fail God's law.
我们看到这些生活中的人用我们自己的标准去评判他们，但我们忘记了，我们也是辜负了神的律法。
We should have put God's word into practice by being humble because God's word shows that we aren't any better than them.
我们应该通过谦卑来实践神的话语，因为神的话语表明我们并不比这些人好。
Sometimes I struggle with negative self-talk.
有时候我在消极的自我对话中挣扎。
I take the bad things people say about me and I judge myself.
有时候我把别人说关于我的一些坏话拿来评判我自己。
And I feel that I'm not good enough to be loved.
而且我觉得我做得不够好，不值得去被爱。
I forget that I am loved by God.
我也忘记了我是被神所爱的。
I should have put God's word into practice by meditating on God's love for me.
我应该把神的话语付诸于实践，默想神对我的爱。
Many of us forget that the Christian life means growing to be more like Jesus.
我们中许多人都忘记了基督徒的生活意味着成长更像耶稣。
How many of us think about the areas we need to grow to be more like Jesus?
我们有多少人会想到我们需要成长以更像耶稣的那些方面？
God's word also shows who I am in relation to the people in our church.
神的话语也显示了我们与教会中的别人的关系。
God's word tells me that we are not just church attendees.
神告诉我我们不只是教会的参与者。
We are brothers and sisters in Jesus.
我们是耶稣里的弟兄姐妹。
But we forget this truth when we only show up to attend, worship, and go home.
但是我们只出现在参加崇拜回家的时候，我们就忘记了这个真理。
We are called by Jesus to teach and build each other up.
我们是被耶稣招呼去教导和建立彼此的关系。
All of you should have heard this truth many times because it's a 2,000-year-old command.
你们所有人都应该多次有听到这个真理，因为它是一个两千年前的命令。
This is nothing new.
这不是新鲜的事情。
But how many of us put that truth into practice by intentionally learning from other Christians how to follow Jesus, or by teaching other Christians how to follow Jesus?
但我们中有多少人通过有意向其他的基督徒学习如何去跟随耶稣，或者教导其他的基督徒跟随耶稣来实践这一真理？
Do we remember who we are in God?
我们是否记得我们在神面前是谁？
James says that the people that hear but don't do are deceiving themselves.
雅各说听而不做的人是自欺欺人。
Why are people deceiving themselves when they only listen but don't do?
为什么人们只听不做就是自欺欺人？
Because they're lying to themselves when they think the Christian life is just listening to sermons or reading the Bible but don't need to follow through with what it says.
因为他们认为基督徒的生活就是听讲道、读圣经，不需要去贯彻执行圣经的内容时，这时候他们就是在欺骗自己。
As long as they believe in Jesus, they don't really need to do anything else.
他们觉得只要他们说他们相信耶稣，其实也不需要做什么其他事情了。
It's true that we are saved by believing in Jesus. But if we say we believe but don't act, do we really believe?
是的，我们因为相信耶稣而得救，但如果我们说相信却不行动，我们真的相信吗？
Later in this letter, James goes on to explain that faith without works is dead.
在这个雅各书的最后面，雅各继续解释，没有行为的信心是死的。
He calls out people that say they have faith but don't act on it.
他去谴责那些说自己有信仰但不付诸行动的人。
But someone will say, "You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you faith by my works."You believe that God is one? Good. Even the demons believe, and they shudder.
必有人说，你有信心，我有行为，你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。你信神只有一位，你信得不错，鬼魔也信，确实战惊。
Some Christians say they believe in God. Good for them.
一些基督徒说他们相信上帝，对他们来说是好事。
Even the demons believe in God, but their actions show they don't have saving faith.
即便是魔鬼也相信上帝，但他们的行为表明他们没有被拯救的信心。
How about you?
你呢？
What do your actions reveal about your faith in God?
你的行为显示你对神的信仰是什么？
Is this how your week is?
你的一周是这样过的吗？
In the morning, you may spend time with God.
早上你花一些时间与神在一起。
On Sunday morning, we worship God together.
在星期天的早上，我们一起来敬拜上帝。
During the week, you spend a few minutes to read your Bible.
一周里你花几分钟的时间来阅读你的圣经。
That's great.
这很好。
You get to see your spiritual self in the spiritual mirror of God's word.
你可以在神的话语里这面属灵的镜子看到你属灵的自我。
But what about the rest of the day?
一天的其他时间呢？
I know it can be easy to forget everything you just learned.
我知道很容易就会忘记刚刚学到的这些。
There have been days when I realized I had no idea what I read that morning.
有几天我发现我根本不知道那天早上我读了什么。
I was just like the guy that looked in the mirror and forgot what he saw.
我就像那个照镜子的人一样，照完就忘记自己看到的东西。
That meant I probably wasn't living according to what God revealed to me that day.
这就意味着我可能并没有按照神那天为我启示的内容来生活。
I would be lying to myself if I thought it was okay to forget everything so quickly.
如果我认为这么快就忘记一切是可以的，我应该是在欺骗我自己。
How can I live for God when I can't remember what I learned that morning?
如果我不能记得那天早上学到的东西，我怎么能够为神而活？
Hopefully, if you realize you've been listening to sermons or reading the Bible for years, but haven't been trying to follow God, you want to change.
如果你也能够意识到你多年以来一直在听讲道或者读圣经，但有时候并没有努力跟随神，你也想要去改变。
What should you do?
那应该怎么办呢？
I know if this is new to you, it can be hard to figure out how you go from listening or reading to actually doing.
我知道如果这件事对你来说是一件新鲜的事情，你可能很难去弄清楚如何从听到读到实际的行动。
Thankfully, James gives three steps.
幸好雅各给出了三个步骤。
The first is a look intently at God's word.
首先是仔细观察神的话语。
God's word is the perfect law of freedom.
神的话语是完美的自由法则。
The Bible introduces us to freedom from sin through Jesus Christ.
圣经向我们介绍了通过耶稣基督摆脱罪恶的自由。
It shows us how to live a life free of guilt and condemnation.
它告诉我们如何过一个没有内疚或谴责的生活。
It teaches us to live free of harmful desires that keep us from loving God and loving each other.
他教导我们如何摆脱有害的欲望，这些欲望使我们无法爱上帝和彼此相爱。
It frees us from putting all our hopes on the world.
他使我们免于把所有的希望都放在这个世界上。
So let's look intently at it.
所以让我们一起认真的来看它。
The original Greek word for look intently is parakopto.
仔细看。仔细看这个字的希原文是 parakupto。
It means to bend over and look at something carefully.
它的意思就是弯下腰来仔细看某样东西。
How often do you hear a sermon or read your Bible or devotional and soon forget everything?
你有多少次听到布道或者阅读圣经或者是灵修的时候，很快就忘掉了所有的事情？
I know I've forgotten so many things over the years.
我知道这些年来我也已经忘记了很多的这些事情。
I should have followed James' teaching and looked closely at what I just learned.
我应该遵循雅各的教导，仔细地观察我刚刚学到的这些东西。
What are the main points?
主要的内容是什么？
Is there something that God is pointing out to me?
有什么东西是神向我指出的吗？
How does this help me appreciate Jesus' love for me?
这如何让我欣赏耶稣对我的爱？
How can I apply this to my life?
我怎么样才能将其运用在我的生活？
Am I doing or not doing what I'm supposed to be doing?
我在做还是没有在做我需要去做的事情。
Spend time to examine and process.
花一些时间去检查和考虑。
Don't just rush on to the rest of the day.
不要匆匆忙忙的就去做你一天中的其他的事情。
And if this is new to you, I bet it's hard.
如果这个是对你来说是一件新鲜的事情，我敢打赌这应该很难做到。
Go find other people to look intently at God's word together.
那就去找其他的人一起去仔细地看神的话语。
We listen to sermons together.
我们一起听讲道。
Our English congregation also has the Word Go study group.
我们英文的会众也有 Word Go 的学习小组。
Come share and discuss.
来一起分享和讨论。
Ask questions and learn what other people are getting out of it.
提出一些问题来了解其他人他们的收获。
Train up your ability to analyze and process.
训练你自己分析和处理能力。
Next thing James says is to persevere.
接下来雅各说要坚持。
Keep thinking about God's word and continue to process throughout the day.
在一天里继续地思考上帝的话语。
Spend a minute or two here or there to remind yourself about what you learned.
白天坚持花一两分钟时间来提醒自己，时不时地花一两分钟来提醒自己到底学到了什么。
You could do this when you eat your meals or when you have a break during the day.
白天吃饭的时候，白天休息的时候都可以这样做。
Keep the process alive.
保持这个过程的一种活力。
Also continue to be aware of any opportunities to act on what you learned.
你还要继续去注意任何你学的东西，然后去采取行动。
Third is not just forget, but go and do it.
第三是不要只是去忘记，而是要去做。
As you persevere, there will be opportunities to act on what you have learned.
当你一天都在处理和提醒自己这些刚学到的道理的时候，会有机会去根据你学到的这些采取行动。
For example, Mitzi and I came down with COVID 2 weeks ago.
例如两星期前，米兹和我患上了 COVID.
We've been reading the book of James for our Word Go Bible study group.
我一直为我们的 Word Go 圣经学习小组阅读雅各书。
James tells us that God uses tests and trials to grow and mature our faith.
雅各告诉我们，上帝使用考验来让我们的信仰成长。
I spent time to examine this passage.
我花时间来研究这句话。
Is this just a bunch of religious sounding nonsense, or is it true?
这只是一堆听起来很宗教的大道理，还是真的？
Will I face this challenge as an opportunity from God to grow?
我真的会把这个挑战当作神给我的成长机会来面对吗？
I've been asking God to show me how I can grow to trust Him more through this sickness.
我一直在祈求神，让我看到我如何可以通过这次生病而成长，更加信任他。
Because of COVID, we couldn't go out to buy groceries, and it would be harder for us to cook.
因为得了新冠，我们不能出去买杂货，做饭也更难。
Would I forget what I read, or trust that God would use the situation for our good?
我会不会忘记我刚读的这些东西，然后相信上帝，还是会相信上帝会利用这种情况为我们去造福？
God used the Yang family in Pasadena to provide us with so much delicious food.
然后神就利用了小杨家和刘牧师给我们提供了很多美味的食物。
And Tiffany and Sean sent us Uber Eats gift cards that we used to buy paper towels, tissue paper, and other necessities from Walmart.
然后 Tiffany 和 Sean 就给我们送来了一张 Uber Eats 的礼品卡。我们在沃尔玛用它买了纸巾、手巾、其他的生活必需品。
God answered our prayers, and I learned to trust Him more.
上帝回应了我们的祷告，我也学会了更加信任他。
I recovered sooner from COVID than Mitzi, so for several days I spent more time taking care of Caleb while already trying to get my work done for church.
我比米兹更快恢复好，所以几天以来我花了更多的时间去照顾 Caleb， 同时已经在努力地完成我的教会的工作。
Will I give in to frustration and feel overwhelmed？
我会不会屈服于这种挫折感，感到不知所措
？Or will I joyfully serve my wife and baby？
还是会喜乐地去服侍我的妻子和宝宝
？God has used this experience to show me my impatience.It helped me have a joyful mindset.
神就是用这个经历向我展示了我自己的不耐烦，并通过我帮助我拥有一个快乐的心态。
If I didn't examine God's word and persevere, I probably wouldn't have prayed as much as I did.
如果我不去考察上帝的话语，并且坚持下来，我可能不会像以前那样子去祷告。
I don't think I would have had a good attitude to serve Mitzi and Caleb.
我不认为我会以一个良好的态度来服侍米兹和 Caleb。
I'm thankful that I spent time looking intently at God's word, persevering and doing, because God blessed us during this difficult situation.
我很感谢我花时间仔细地去观察了神的话语，然后坚持地去做，因为神在这个困难的情况下祝福了我们。
He provided His presence and help and taught me to trust Him more.
他提供了他的同在和帮助，并且教导我更加去信任神。
I want to encourage you to also take these steps.
我也想鼓励你也采取同样的步骤。
After the sermon, spend time during lunch or when you have a break to think about this Bible passage.
这次讲到以后，在午餐时或者你在休息的时候，花一些时间去思考这些经文。
Ask yourself questions to help you understand it better.
你去问你自己一些问题来帮助你自己更好的去理解它。
Are you a hearer only or also a doer?
你是一个听众还是一个行动者？
Do you remember what God is showing you through His Word throughout the day?
你是否记得神在一天中通过他的话语向你展示了什么？
Do your actions demonstrate your faith in God, or do they show a lack of faith?
你的行动是表明你对神有信心还是缺乏信心？
Persevere by asking yourself these questions throughout the day.
坚持一天下来问自己这些问题。
Let God work in your heart and keep the channels of communication with God open.
让神在你的内心工作。保持你与神的沟通的渠道是畅通的。
Act when God provides opportunities.
然后当神提供机会的时候就去采取行动。
And if you miss them, confess to God and apologize.
如果你错过了这些机会就去向神忏悔和道歉。
He'll forgive you and give you another chance.
他会原谅你并给你另一个机会。
If you're a non-believer, it's also important for you to look intently at the gospel message.
如果你还是一个非信徒对你来说仔细地观察福音信息也很重要。
Find out why it's so important and why we think it should be important to you.
去了解它为什么这么重要，为什么我们认为圣经的这些道理对我们来说是重要的。
If God is nudging you throughout the day, spend time thinking about it.
如果神上帝在你一天里向你也发出了提示，那请你也花时间去思考一下。
And be a doer.
然后也成为一个行动者。
For you, this could mean asking God to bring Christians to explain the gospel.
对于你来说，可能意味着请求上帝让更多的基督徒来解释福音。
Or maybe you need to examine your own beliefs and compare them to what God offers.
或者你需要检查自己的信仰，并将其与神所提供的进行对比。
Hopefully someday soon, you will call on Jesus' name to save you.
希望不久的一天，你也会呼唤耶稣的名字来拯救你。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for caring about us.
主啊，感谢你对我们的关心。
Thank you for giving us your word so that we can live a life with you.
感谢你赐给我你们的话语，你的话语使我们能够与你一起生活。
Help us to look deeply at your word and learn how we can apply them to our lives.
帮助我们深入地研究你的话语，并且学习将它们如何应用在我们的生活中。
Give us the heart to meditate and process your word throughout the day.
赐给我们心，让我们一天去默想和心想你的话语。
And push us to act when the opportunity arises.
并推动我们在时机出现的时候去采取行动。
Let us be a church that doesn't just listen to your word, but also does it.
让我们成为一个不只是听你的话语，而是去做的教会。
And as we all act according to your word, let us experience your blessings.
当我们都去按照你的话语行事的时候，让我们也经历你的祝福。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.